Well, it's good to be back once again.
我们很高兴又回到你们当中。
I knew the missionary Elliot, Elizabeth Elliot, quite well. Her story and her husband.
我很熟悉。我们刚才谈到这个 Elizabeth Elliot 的，还有她先生的事迹。
Yeah, she was a great missionary woman and a Bible translator.
她是一个很伟大的女宣教士，也是一个翻译圣经的一个学者。
She and her husband met at Wheaton College 60 years ago.
60年前，她跟她的丈夫在惠特大学认识的。
And eventually, five of those men were killed by the Indians in Peru.
后来那五位的宣教士，他们都在秘鲁的一个森林里头被杀害。
And that was an international event.
当时是一个轰动整国际的一个事件。
Because up to that time, very few missionaries were killed in that country.
当时在那个国家很少有宣教士会被杀害的。
So as a result, she became a widow and she did not come back to U.S. but stayed among her killers.
她的丈夫去世以后，她并没有回国，她反而留在那里，跟那些谋杀她丈夫的人生活在一起。
And then eventually she converted the men, the few men who killed her husband and the four other missionaries.
所以最后呢，她甚至带领那个杀了她丈夫跟其他四位宣教士的那个凶手带领她信主。
And that even revolutionized the Bible translation and the missionary work in the South America for a long time.
那个事情整个的改变了宣教的这个事业，还有圣经翻译的这件事情，影响非常深远。
So eventually, she came back to the U.S. after spending 10 more years in Peru, and then came back to the U.S. Do writings and speaking.
她在秘鲁一共待了十年，后来她回到美国以后，就继续的写作，还有教导。
And eventually, she married two more husbands. Each one of them died. Before her.
她后来又改嫁了两次，每一次都是她的那两位都是她的丈夫去世了。
So she here is a great missionary move woman who used by God, even though it was a tragedy at her young age, when her husband passed away.
所以我们看到这虽然是一个悲剧，一个姐妹在这么年轻的时候就守寡，但是神就让这个悲剧转成了一个对教会的祝福，成就了一位伟大的宣教士。
You know, God used her because she put on the new self. She was greatly used by God, even though she had hard times.
我们看到这位女士，她愿意把她自己她献给神，她穿上了神给她的新生命，所以神就大大的使用她。虽然她的一生是遭遇非常的坎坷。
So this morning, I'd like to speak to you on putting on the new self.
今天早上我要讲的题目就是穿上新人。
And the Bible passage we just read is from Ephesians 4:20 to 24.
我们刚才读到了以弗所书四章二十到二十四节。
But as a background, I'd like to go back a couple more verses, kind of prepare this sermon on putting on the new self.
所以现在我愿意读那段经文前面的几节经文，就是作为一个背景，让我们认识这段我们现在的主题经文它后面的背景是什么。
So verse 17 says, So I tell you this and insist on that the Lord, that you must be no longer live as the Gentiles do in the fertility of their thinking.
那里说，所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事，他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬，良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
Yeah, verse 18 says that they are darkening their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their heart. And then verse 19 says, having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over sensuality as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. So this is kind of preparation for today's passage as to what that means. They were, these are the old clothing that we once wore.
所以这一段经文呢, 就是一个背景, 让我们看到 我们以前所穿的那个旧人到底是什么样的光景。
So this is the old man, old self that we had before we became Christians.
这是我们成为基督徒以前, 我们所穿上的那个旧人的样子。
And then verse 20 says, Paul says, Now you did not come to Christ this way.
但是到了20节, 保罗就说, 你们学了基督却不是这样。
And then Paul gave us several types of what new self all about.
所以保罗呢就告诉我们了，他分了几点来教我们到底什么是穿上新人。
You know, Jesus is the great divide in the historical sense of the word, before Christ and after Christ.
我们知道耶稣是整个历史的一个分界点，我们常说主后多少年，主前多少年。
So he is a divide among us too, whether we are before Christian and after becoming Christian.
对我们来说，基督也是我们生命的分界点。我们常说，我信主以前怎么样，我信主以后怎么样。
So Paul here described the world of darkness and alienation and the futility that we read in verse 17 before we became Christians.
保罗刚才在刚才的那段经文头形容我们成为基督徒以前，我们是怎么样的隔绝的，与神隔绝，怎么样无知，怎么样虚妄。
So then Paul begins, he says, now you do not come to Christ bringing all this baggage, all this luggage, all this filth in you.
但是保罗说，现在你们成了基督徒，你们就不要把你们以前的一些旧的那些垃圾再带进来。
Yes, you know, when we become Christian, we have a lot of bad habits come with it, doesn't it?
所以我们成为基督徒的时候，我们有很多的坏习惯。
A lot of people become Christian, they were drunkards, they were sexually immoral, and they steal and tell lies, all those things.
很多人信主的时候，他可能已经犯了奸淫的、偷窃的、各样的罪行。
And Paul says, you have to get rid of that when you come to Christ.
保罗说，你信了主耶稣以后，你就要放弃、丢弃这一切。
So Apostle Paul in this passage, chapter 4, from 17 to the end, basically talk about Christian life.
所以第刚才读的四章，以弗所书四章17到19节，基本上保罗是在讲基督徒的以前的生活。
So this afternoon, maybe when you have time to rest and enjoy God's word, read verses 17 to the end, what the Christian life is all about after you become a Christian.
所以你今天下午如果有时间的话，在休息的时候，我希望你把以弗所书第17章以后的经文都把它读一遍，看看保罗所说的，我们信了基督徒以后，我们的生命应该是什么样子。
So now on the putting on the new self, some people think that the new life or new beginning in life can be a kind of a self-discovery.
有些人以为我们可以靠着自我的发现就可以建立，就可以得到这种新的生活。
You know, they talk about human potential movements.
我们知道有一种运动叫做人类潜能运动。
And even some people practice yoga.
有些人甚至用那个yoga来发现他们自己。
You know, kind of a transcendental meditation, you sit here and you cross your leg, and then you open up yourself from some sort of a dynamic movement from above.
所以他们好像把腿盘起来，坐在那边冥想、默想，就是认为这样子就是一种方法来发现自己。
And sometimes people think of through a personal enlightenment.
有些人认为说可以透过这种自我的一种醒悟、觉醒。
You know, Buddhism is one of this school which teaches that.
因为佛教就很强调这种自我的冥想、自我的醒悟。
And Confucianism, Taoism also teaches that, you know, you cultivate your mind and by building your body, 修身养道。
所以佛教徒跟道教，儒家跟道家也是常常讲到这个修身养性。
And a lot of people thinking and working through Eastern mysticism through Asia and India and Japan and so on.
所以有些人他们就是从那种东方的宗教, 譬如说印度啊, 尼泊尔啊, 中国这些, 古代的这些宗教里头来寻找一种方法来启发自己。
And other scholars or Western liberal thinking is that they feel that the humankind is getting better and better, progressive better.
所以有些学派啊, 他们就认为说, 他们是主张人的进化, 所以人的这个人性会越来越, 改善, 改进。
But you know, when World War I and II came, all that scholarship thinking went awash and destroyed.
但是我们看到后来发生的世界第一次、第二次大战，以前的那些很乐观的那些思想都站立不住了。
Because they discover Hitler, Mao Zedong, Stalin, so on. These are evil empires that kill millions and millions. So people are not getting better; it's getting worse and worse.
因为他们发现世界上有很多邪恶的一些领袖，像斯大林、毛泽东、希特勒这些人，他们杀了成千上万的人，所以可见的人性不会改善的。 人性只会越来越堕落。So
where does the real change or the putting the new self come in then?
所以一个人到底要怎么样才能有新的生命？
According to this passage, only true transformation comes from power of the Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus.
根据这段经文那里讲，人只能靠主耶稣，靠着圣灵才能够得到新的生命。
And that is the only true lasting way of delivering humankind's evils and misery.
所以只有透过耶稣，透过圣灵，人才能够真正的得到一种 持久性的改变。
So Jesus Christ is the great divide in our history, and now is also in our own lives.
所以耶稣基督不只是这个历史人类历史的分界点，他也是我们每一个人个人生命的分水岭。
So this morning, I'd like to share two main points that Paul is helping us to understand what this new life, new self is all about.
So today morning, I want to explain two points to explain what this new life, new self is all about.
So the first point I want to talk is the school of Christ in this putting a new self.
第一个我要谈到的就是这个新人就是要进入耶稣的学校。
And then Paul begins this to explain the use of three verbs in this verse 20.
所以保罗从 20节开始，他一共使用了三个动词来解释他的论点。
And they all have to do with education.
所以这三个都跟受教、跟教育有关系。
And then he follows that to the end that the truth, the school that we learn from Christ is the truth. In Jesus.
然后最后他就讲到，我们真正所学的就是在耶稣里的真理。The
first verb is the verb you learn Christ.
第一个动词就是你们学了基督。Now
the NIV says you know Christ.
新国际译本它是说你们认识基督。Now
the idea of learning a person is very important in the New Testament.
然后在新约圣经里头，你学一个人，这是一个很重要的一个观念。So
here says, I tell you, and that we learn Christ, we come to know Christ and learn Christ.
所以这里说你们学了基督，就是你们认识了基督。And
what learn or know Christ meaning here is that the personal knowing Christ.
所以这里说你们学了基督，就是你们跟基督有一个很亲密的个人的关系。
It's not just a doctrinal knowing only.
不只是明白他的教训而已。
You know, sometimes when people write recommendations to people, my students and so on for employment, so on, they say, how well do you know this person?
所以有的时候我替学生 写一些推荐信，他们要申请工作或是学校，其中总是有一个问题说，你认识这个学生 有多少？
You know, if I do not know you or know that person, I cannot write good recommendation for you or for him.
如果我不是认识一个学生的话，我很难给他在这个推荐信上写一些美言。You
know that knowing knowledge of person it has to be intimate relation, talks and helping them, talk to them, counsel them, a lot of personal reaction.
你要认识一个人，你必须有很多个人的交往，你跟他谈话，你对他的思想、他的背景有一些认识。
You know, so that, that's why when people come to give me, ask for recommendation, I say, I really do not know you, so I don't think I should recommend or write this film, the form, because otherwise I'll be lying.
所以有的时候有人来找我写推荐信，我必须这样讲，说对不起，因为我不认识你，所以我很难就是说编一些东西来写在这上头，因为那样的话我等于是说谎啊。
So the only way to learn to know Christ is to believe, trust in Him.
所以你真正的要认识主，要学他的话，就是你要跟他学，而且要信靠他。
So we can trace this kind of thinking in Jesus' words when He said to His disciples in the great prayer of John, in Jesus in John 17:3.
所以我们可以从可以参考耶稣他在离世以前，他向父的祷告里头所说的那句话，就是在约翰福音十七章三节。
So Jesus said, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, and the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent."
那你说认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所你所信的耶稣，那就是永生。
Do you know Christ this morning?
你今天早上认不认识基督呢？
Then he's your friend, his close friend.
那他就是你的好朋友。
And by having knowledge of Christ, by trusting Him, we have eternal life. And that is what Jesus is talking about.
所以我们信靠他，我们就有永生，这就是耶稣所说的。
So when we trust Christ, we know Him intimately because He lives in us.
因为我们信靠主的话，我们就可以跟他个人有很亲密的认识，因为他住在我们里面。
And that's why Jesus is our true friend, the only true friend we have.
所以耶稣是我们真正的唯一的真正的朋友。
So it means that the Christians are Christians because they have entered a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
基督徒所以被称为一个基督徒，就是因为他跟耶稣已经建了一个个人的关系。
And this is the knowledge and knowing Christ at the deepest level.
这就是从一个更深层的一个层面上来解释什么叫做认识基督。
Now the second verb Paul used here is the you heard of him, verse 21.
第二个动词就是说你们听过他的道。
The point is not we heard about Christ.
这个不是说我们听说过耶稣这个人。
How do we hear Christ?
那我们怎么听耶稣呢？
Well, the answer is that we hear him through the scriptures that we just read this morning or every day when you read the Bible.
答案就是我们透过读圣经，我们就听到了耶稣对我们说话。
You hear the God's word being preached this morning. That's how you hear about Christ.
今天早上你听到了我们所读的神的话语，那你就听到了基督。
And this is the way the Ephesians heard about Christ through the Paul's letters and Paul addressing them.
所以以弗所人也是，他们透过阅读保罗写给他们的书信，他们就认识了基督。
We visited the city of Ephesus several years ago in the Mediterranean cruise.
我们几年前参加地中海的一个游轮，我们就去曾经去拜访过，去看过这个以弗所城。
Now it's all ruined, rocks and stones and all that things in the old city.
所以现在那个古城都只剩下一些废墟、一些石头。
And then I want to know whether there's a church there or not.
我很想知道说现在那里到底还有没有教会。
So I look at the phone book and I do some calling. There's an evangelical church there.
所以我就打开那里的电话本去找，果然那里有一个福音派的教会。
After 2,000 years, Paul wrote this letter to Ephesus. There's still church witness there.
所以保罗在写了这封信以后，2000年还有一个以弗所教会在那里。
I don't know how the line came down, but still, they heard of Christ 2,000 years ago. They're still hearing Christ today in Ephesus.
我不知道这个教会传承的历史是怎么样，但是我们知道2000年之后，这个教会还是透过保罗的书信来认识了基督。
Now this hearing Christ is difficult to understand among the world.
我们这里说听耶稣讲话，这个是很难解释的。
So the minds of this world people are clouded.With the eyes blinded by the worldly sensuality and the world blindness.
因为这个世界上的人，他们的是无知的，他们的心眼是 蒙昧的，而且他们的眼睛是瞎的。
You know, the story we talk about William Wilberforce and William Pitt of England.
所以有一个故事讲到英国的一位学者，他叫威伯福斯，还有他们的首相叫做威廉皮特。
Now, William the Pitt Younger was a very smart British Prime Minister in the 18th century.
所以威廉皮特他是英国十八世纪一个很有名、很杰出的一个政治家，也是首相。
William Wilberforce, of course, was a famous slave owner, and also he was converted. Then he spent his life trying to end slavery in England.
所以威伯福斯呢，他以前是家里也有养的一些奴隶，可是后来他信主以后，他就一生他就致力于在英国废除这个奴隶制度的这个运动。
There was a movie done on him several years ago. It was quite well done.
几年前有一部电影专门描述他，那部电影拍得非常好。
Well, William Wilberforce became Christian. He had a new self. He wanted to put the old self away. That means drive away the slave ownership in England.
所以威尔伯斯他信了主以后，他就要脱下他的旧人，就是他要离开，他要废止英国的这个蓄奴的，就是养奴仆的这个制度。
So he knew Prime Minister Pitt.
所以他认识那个英国的首相皮特。
Both of them had gone to Cambridge University as students.
他们两个都是在剑桥大学的时候读书的时候认识的。
So Wilberforce, of course, was a Puritan, and he attended church every week, and he was very enthusiastic about hoping to bring William Pitt, the Prime Minister, to church.
所以威伯福斯呢，他是信了主以后呢，他就加入教会，每个礼拜去教会，然后他就很希望能够把他的这个首相的朋友威廉皮特也带到教会去。
Of course, Pitt would always just ignore and also find excuses, so I'm too busy and cannot go.
当然，这个皮特首相他总是说：“哎呀，我太忙了，我没时间去。”
So one day, finally, William Pitt says, "I'll go with you."
所以有一天呢，这皮特终于说：“好吧，今天我跟你去。”
And then the Wilberforce was very happy, took him to a church, and then heard the pastor preach.
当然，威伯福斯他非常高兴，他就带着他的朋友去教会听牧师讲道。
At the end of the sermon, Wilberforce hoped William Pitt would become Christian.
所以在讲道完了以后呢，威伯福斯他充满了希望，就是说希望他的朋友能够受感动，能够信主。
At the end of the sermon, Pitt told Wilberforce, "You know, I have not the slightest idea what the pastor is talking about."
但是呢，聚会完了以后，皮特告诉他的朋友说：“你知道吗？我今天根本不晓得你们的牧师到底在胡说什么。”
So he was blinded because of his worldly blindness.
所以他是眼睛瞎了，因为他没有看到真理。
And that is sad, isn't it? A lot of times, so the preaching and sometimes the word of God end up in the blind eyes or in the wasted.
所以有的时候我们跟别人做见证的时候，也是会碰到这种情况，就是别人不接受，因为他们的眼睛是瞎的。
But God opens people's eyes many times when the God's Spirit is open to them.
但是很多时候，当圣灵动工的时候，神会打开人的眼睛。
So it's sad, but this sadness is understood.
这个事情，像这件事情是很可悲的，但是我们也可以明白。
So this is the blindness and the hardness of heart that Paul is talking about in verses 17 to 19.
这是因为就是像保罗所说的，在第十九节那里讲的，人心是愚昧的，他的眼睛是瞎的。
All of us were one time the blind and the ignorant person.
我们以前也是无知的，也是盲目的。
And you know, eventually, William Pitt never became a Christian.
我们知道后来这个皮特首相他从来没有成为一个基督徒。
And then the Wilberforce became the greatest human rights activist in England.
但是威伯福斯他在英国历史上他就留下一个英名，就是他是一个最伟大的一个运动的一个政治的一个专家。
Because of him, he was a parliament member. He introduced anti-slavery because the parliament abolished slavery in 1803.
所以就是因为他的影响，他在国会的影响，最后在1803年，英国国会就通过了这个废奴的这个法案。
He should be the English Abraham Lincoln.
他可以说是英国的林肯总统。
He did a great work.
他成就了很大的事。
Because he put a new self, because he wanted to destroy the old self that was a wicked and evil.
因为他穿上了新人，因为他放弃了，毁坏了。丢弃了他以前的这个旧人。
So Christians know exactly what Paul is talking about.
所以我们基督徒都可以明白保罗这里的意思。
Surely you have heard of him and were taught in him.
所以保罗那里说你们听过他的道，领了他的教。
The third point is that you were taught in him.
第三点就是说你们学了他的道。
And this expression is in him.
所以这里呢，最重要的一个问题就是说，你们在他里面受教。
We were taught in him the things that are important to us.
所以我们是在他里面受教，这个很重要。
And it means that we are going to school where Christ is the teacher.
我们可以说，我们是去上一个学校。那么这个学校里头呢，耶稣他是我们的老师。
He's the school, he's a teacher, also he's a subject of instruction.
所以他是我们的学校，他是我们的老师，他也是我们所学的科目。
So that means that Jesus is everything.
意思说耶稣就是一切。
That means Jesus owns us, body, soul, and spirit.
就是说耶稣他拥有我们，他能够管理我们，包括我们的身心灵魂。
You know, John Stott was a British a pastor in London, the All Souls Church wrote a commentary on this. He says, when Jesus Christ is at once the subject, the object, and the environment of a moral instruction, you may have confidence that is the true Christian, for truth is in Jesus.
我们知道英国的国会有一个很有名的一个传道人叫做约翰史托德，他曾经说过一句话，他说当我们在教导教道德的规范的时候，如果我们以耶稣为我们主要的我们的主题，以他为我们的目标，以他为我们的氛围的话，那我们就可以肯定的说这种教导是合乎圣经的。
So that is what's mean by we are taught in Christ.
这就是说在基督里受教的意思。
Taught in his doctrine, his teaching, and his life.
就是我们是在他的他的教义里头，在他的真理里头受教。
So Paul is speaking about the knowledge of Christ at his deepest and most personal and most profound sense.
所以保罗是从一种最深的、最个人性的、而且最奥秘的一种方式来解释什么叫做认识基督。
So this is how we know Christ and learn Christ and speak about Christ.
这就是我们如何来认识基督，来说基督，来听基督。
Why is this?
为什么呢？
And it is because in verse 20, he has described the condition of the secular or Gentile world that were due to ignorance.
因为他在第十九节那里形容说，因为这个异外邦人的世界，这个世俗的世界呢，他们毁坏是因为他们的无知。
Just like a Prime Minister's pet, he was ignorant of the Bible, even though he was taught clearly, beautifully, and very simply.
所以就好像那个首相皮特，虽然他听了很清楚的一个真理，但是呢，他是愚昧的，因为他还是无知的。
So.The world has darkened our hearts when we were in the world.
因为当我们在世界上的时候，这个世俗会使我们的心黑暗。
And that's why we are alienated from God until the Holy Spirit opened our hearts and door to Christ.
所以从前我们是与基督隔绝，与神隔绝的，一直到圣灵来，才能够使我们与神和好。
So the secular mind is hostile to the teaching of Christ.
我们知道世俗的人的思想、心灵都是敌视基督的。
But every Christian who joyfully enrolls in Christ College, Christ School,
但是我们每一个基督徒，我们应该甘心乐意的在基督的学校里头注册，然后 学基督的样式。
That's very interesting. Cambridge University, Oxford University, when we started, were Christian schools in the sense of a training pastors.
我们知道，英国的伦敦，英国的剑桥大学还有牛津大学一开始的时候设立，都是为了要训练培训传道人的。
So if you go to Oxford and Cambridge, there's a college called Christ College.
所以如果你去牛津大学，你会发现他们有一个学院，就叫做基督学院。
And so there's a college called Jesus College.
还有一个学院叫做耶稣学院。
Because 500 years ago, 600 years ago, they were dedicated to study God's word.
因为在五六百年他们初创校的时候，他们是立志要让这个学校来学习基督的真理。
But today is all atheism.
但是今天我们看到的都是无神论主义在在这两个学校里头盛行。
Point two is what is the result of this dynamic instruction in Christ's school?
所以我的第二个大点就是讲到我们向基督学，我们学基督它所带来的结果是什么。
The first one I want to point out is that through the Ephesians, they had to put off the old self.
第一个就是我们以弗所书告诉我们的，我们先要脱下旧人。
That is described in the verses 17 and 19.
那就是十七节到十九节所描述的。
And then in verse 22, Paul basically challenged them to repeat it, putting off the old self and the old lifestyle.
但是到了二十二节，保罗就鼓励他们说，他们要不断的脱下他们的旧的那个袍子，就是他们舍弃他们旧有的那种生活方式。
Verse 22 says, "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires."
所以二十二节说，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
And the Ephesians people knew exactly Paul was talking about.
我相信以弗所人他们完全知道保罗在说什么。
Ephesians was a city of great importance in Paul's days.
在保罗的时代，以弗所是一个非常重要的城市。
Also, it's a very corrupt city.
但是也是一个非常败坏的城市。
When we visit the city of Ephesus, the guy told us,Here's a prostitution house.
所以当我们去看以弗所的旧址的时候，导游告诉我们说，这里以前是一个妓院。
And then also next to that was a bathhouse. Bath.
然后在旁边呢就是一个澡堂。
So prostitution house and bathhouse are all next door each other because that's where people gather for sexual activities.
所以那时候澡堂跟妓院都就是并排的。
So city Ephesus was very evil, and Paul knew exactly those who came out of this world, exactly what they were doing, and Paul says, put them off.
所以保罗呢，他知道那些以弗所人，他们是生活在一个多么的邪恶的、败坏的一个腐化的一个城市，所以他说，你们学了基督，你们就要把这些旧的都要脱掉。
And those who live holy lives do so by repeating, putting.Of the old self.
所以那些要过圣洁生活的人，你要不断的把你的旧人脱去。
You know the problem is the old garments are so comfortable.
但问题
former life.
但问题就是我们的旧我是很舒服的。
And not only that, many of us have worn them so long that it's sometimes hard to take them off. Those habits, the break.
因为旧我有的时候我们太习惯了，我们的旧的袍子我们穿在身上。觉得很舒服，我们就很难把它脱掉。
So if you're fighting lust or the pornography and also whatever it is, it must be done daily business.
所以如果你在跟一个情欲征战，包括譬如说看黄色刊物这些不管是什么样的，你这个征战必须是每一天的功课。
So this is equally true of pride and bitterness.
这也我们所脱去的也包括脱去我们的骄傲我们的苦毒。
You know, a lot of Christians stumble on this old self because it's hard to break, also hard to control.
有的时候基督徒我们在这些方面跌倒是因为我们很难 打破我们过去的这些习惯。
But the truth is that our sins will have to be put off daily as long as we live.
但是呢，只要我们活在世界上一天，我们就要不断地把我们过去的这些旧我脱下来。
Now, may God help us to conquer the old self.
但愿神帮助我们，我们能克服这些老我。
You know, everybody goes through this.
每一个人都要经过这个阶段。
Pastors and non-pastors, deacons or non-deacons, or just ordinary people fight this all the time.
不管是牧师、是执事或是平信徒，每一个人都是不断的要面对这样子的一个征战。
And so much so that Paul says, as Christians, we are to make no room provision for the flesh.
所以保罗也讲说，我们不要为肉体安排。
And that's why it means never to do.Things which are perfectly well, and you know well that it's going to be harmful to our testimony.
所以，如果一件事情你明明知道这个事情到后来会对你变成一种试探，你就千万不要去碰。
And let me illustrate this by a simple story told by Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones of Westminster Chapel in London.
让我用一个例子来说明，这个就是英国的西敏市教会。的牧师中马田他说的一个故事。
And I think this will illustrate my point, but it just shows that the Spirit of God does when He is giving free control of man's life.
所以这个很简单的故事就说明到，让我们看到神怎么样能够如果一个人被神管理的他的生命的时候，会有什么样的改变。
Lloyd-Jones led a drunker.A very real drunker, debauchery person led to Christ.
所以中马田牧师他有一次带领一个醉酒的人带领他信主。
And he lived a life of drunkenness, debauchery, sinful, and also fighter in his life.
所以这个人呢，他一生就是酗酒，而且淫乱，过得生活非常的弥漫。
And then he had one thing he was very proud of, that he had wore a very long and very kind of a strange mustache.
所以他呢很自豪的一件事就是他留了很长的胡子。
And he would fight over it if people make fun of him.
所以如果有人嘲笑他的胡子，他就会跟人家打架。
And then he would cultivate that mustache and was very proud of his length and shape.
他非常小心的修护他的这个胡子，而且以此为荣。
And then people warned Dr. Martin Jones, says, "Don't get close to him because he's dangerous."
所以有人告诉那个中马田牧师说，你最好离他远点。这个人这个家伙非常的危险。
But Dr. Lloyd Jones, very smart, never mentioned about his mustache.
但是这中牧师他从来没有在他面前提到他的这一个他的大胡子。
But this man was converted.
但是这个人后来信主了。
So 6 weeks later, he came to this midweek prayer meeting.
所以六个礼拜以后呢，他来参加他们教会周间的祷告会。
Just recently converted drunker will come to prayer meeting, and that's rare.
所以一个刚刚信主的一个醉汉他居然来参加祷告会，这是很少见的。
So Lloyd-Jones immediately noticed that his mustache was missing.
但是中马天忽然就立刻发现了他的胡子不见了。
And he says, now, maybe somebody told him to shape it off.
他心里想说，一定是有人告诉他，叫他把胡子刮掉。
So Lloyd-Jones was curious, and after this prayer meeting, he says, you wait for a while.
所以呢，这个中马田他很好奇，他就说，祷告会完以后你留下来。
Lloyd-Jones says, all right, nobody told you to shape it off. What is it? You took it off.
所以中马田牧师说，如果没有人告诉你去刮胡子到底是怎么回事，你会把它刮掉。
He says, "I'll tell you."
他说我告诉你为什么。
When I got up this morning after I washed myself, I was brushing my teeth and began to say, "Now this man and beard does not belong to me."
他说因为今天早上我起来刷洗漱洗完毕，我在梳头发的时候，我在镜子头看到我自己，我就。忽然觉得镜子里头这个形象不应该是已经成为基督徒的我应该有的样子。
He says that mustache should not belong to a Christian.
他说我觉得那一脸的大胡子不是基督徒该有的。
Now, that's a simple story of showing that the man's before and after become Christ.
我们可以看到这是个很简单的故事，就说到一个人在信主以前跟信主之后的区别。
So he shaved it off.
所以他就把胡子都刮了。
And that's it.
就是这样。
And that is how truth was sanctified.
我们就可以看到真理会使人成圣。
You know, it doesn't matter whether you grow the mustache or not.
虽然你留不留胡子并不重要。
That itself is not a wrong or right issue.
这个事情本身没有所谓的对与错。
But this man knew that before he became Christian, the mustache did him wrong, bad testimony.
但是他知道在他信主以前这个胡子对他并没有好处，反而让他自以为是。
So now that he is a Christian, he says that mustache belonged to old self.
但是他信主以后，他说那个胡子是属于以前的我。
And after that, he became a great witness in the church.
所以从那以后，他就在教会头，他成为一个很好的见证。
And people would congratulate him, says, "Now you're a born again person with a new self."
所以人家会说，你现在有一个新的形象，你已经是一个重生的人。
Well, it's just a simple story.
这是一个很简单的故事。
Maybe you have other habits before you're Christian, and then after you become Christian, you put it off.
也许你信主以前有一些坏的习惯。但是你信主以后，你应该把它戒掉。
A lot of things we did before we become Christian are moral or immoral questions or immoral things. We should put them off automatically.
在我们信主以前，我们做的一些不道德的事情，在我们信主以后，我们都应该把它放弃。
But whatever it is, the Lord will show you. Lord will tell you what to do.
但是不管怎么样，神会告诉我们应该怎么做。
Because it's your testimony. How well can you bear testimony with what you have.
所以呢，这是你的见证，所以你要用你所有的来见证你的生命的改变。
So in the same way, I must realize that there are certain things which are not compatible with our Christian life.
我们知道我们生命中有一些东西是跟我们的基督徒生命不配合的。
And with the life of someone who is in Christ, and Christ dwells in us, and we are to bound to have nothing to do with those practices were questionable.
一旦我们的生命头有了基督，然后基督内住在我们里面的时候，我们就知道有一些事情是我们不能再做的。
And the second result of Christ's instruction is putting on the new self, so that we will make new in attitude of our minds.
所以第二点我要讲的就是在我们脱下旧人和穿上新人之间有一个阶段，就是我们要将心智改换一新。
To be made new in the attitude of your mind means that we have a Christian mind.
所以呢，我们的心智改换一新，就是以后我们要有一个基督徒的一个心智。
So that the Paul tells us that we should have the mind of Christ.
所以我们有以基督的心为心。
That means we are to be like Christ in his attitudes toward everything.
所以我们要在我们的行为，在我们的思想上学像基督。
And that learning the mind of Christ is to be like Christ in attitude of our life and faith.
所以呢，学基督的意思就是在我们的态度上要有基督的样子。
That means our thinking and our walking with Christ.
就是我们的在思想上，我们行为上都要与基督一样。
And this is echoed in Romans 12 and 2.
所以这里也是讲到罗，这是就像罗马书第十二章第二节那里讲的。
The Romans 12:2, if you look at it, basically says we are to be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
所以那里说要我们心意更新而变化。
And then you will be able to trust and test and approve that what God's will is His good, pleasing, perfect will.
好，叫我们查验何为神。善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Do you want to have a mind of Christ?
你有没有基督的心
？That is, our will has to be changed.
就我们的心智要被改变。
Your will is basically your desire.
你的心智就是你里面的一个愿望。
And we have to find the will of Christ in us.
我们要在我们的里面找到基督的心意。
How do you know God's will?
你怎么知道基督神的心意呢
？By basically obeying the Scripture.
那么就是要顺服神的话语。
And what God teaches.
在圣经里头神怎么教我们。
And that's why how we know God's will.
我们怎么知道神的旨意
？By obedience to God's word.
就是遵循神的话。
And then we'll be pleasing, having know the perfect will of God.
这样我们就能够知道神纯全可喜悦的旨意是什么。
Before I was married, I always want to know what is God's will for me in marriage. Who shall I marry?
在我结婚以前，我常常想说，我到底要跟谁结婚？
And that was a great mystery because I was a theological student. I knew the Bible.
所以那个时候我在读神学，我也很熟悉圣经。
But one day I came to realize after reading a scripture it says, "This is God's will" in verse 2 of Romans 12.
所以有一天我读到罗马书十二章二节，这里说这里就是神的心意。
By offering yourself a living sacrifice.
就是要帮把自己当做一个活祭
，and that is a perfect, pleasing, perfect will of God.
那就是神成全可喜悦的旨意。
So I started reading the Bible.
然后我就读圣经。
And this is done by reading and studying God's word faithfully every day.
所以你每天忠实的来读神的话语。
And by asking the Holy Spirit continue to fill your mind, renew your mind, that you are new every day, every morning, as the song.Says,
所以要让求圣灵每一天更新你的心意，所以每一天对你来说都是新的。
And by praying to the Holy Spirit, we receive power and strength.
所以当我们向圣灵祷告的时候，我们就得到能力。
Then we can endure or defeat temptations of the life.
这样的话，我们就可以对付我们生活里头的各种试探。
Finally, there's putting on the new self, verse 24.
第三点就是要穿上新人。
And he says, put on the new self, created in the light of God, to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
这里说，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So the fact is, we receive this new self the moment we become Christian.
所以当我们成为基督徒的那一刻，我们就已经有了一个新我。
So the moment you become Christian, you're a new person, a new self.
所以当你成为基督徒的时候，你就是成为一个新造的人。
You're a newborn babe in Christ.
你好像一个新生的婴孩一样。
And that's why we call newborn again person.
所以我们可以说一个人是重生的基督徒。
It's God's new creation in you.
因为神在你里面又造了一个新的人。
It's a new gift for you.
这是神给你的新的一个恩惠。
So that's why we are to wear that new self.
所以我们要穿上新人
，not just weave it，
不是说我们去编织一个新人。
Paul is commanding a daily kind of part of life that is in us already。
所以保罗说，我们要每天活出那个已经在我们里面已经有了的那个新生命。
The new self is always in you。
那个新人是一直在你里面。
You never go away。
他不会离开你。
But the old self wants to come out, show us.The bad part of us before.
但是我们的旧我常常会冒出来，要把我们的本相露出来。
Now in Africa, when they do baptism, they very do unusual way of baptism, very strange to us, it seems.
我们知道在非洲，他们给人施洗的时候，他们那个仪式是很奇怪的，跟我们很不一样。
When the newborn Christian wants to be baptized, they put him in a coffin.
所以当一个基督徒他一个人他成为基督徒以后他想要受洗他们就把他放在一个棺材里面。
And they do this outside, because their church basically wooden shaft. So they go to a river and do baptism in the river and so that you become very free.
所以那个时候因为他们教会都是木头的所以他们通常呢施行敬礼的时候就是到附近的河边。
So they will say, so and so and so, do you believe that Jesus Christ is Son of God, your Savior?
所以他们就会问那个要受洗的人说，某某人，你真的信耶稣基督是你的救主吗？
And he will say, yes, from the coffin.
所以那个躺在棺材里头的那个人说，是的，我信。
Then the pastor says, come out.
然后呢，耶稣那个牧师就说，你出来。
Now I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我要奉圣父圣子的圣父圣子圣灵的名给你施洗。
Then he said yes.
他就说好，我要。
So he will get up from the coffin and run into the jump to the river.
所以他就会从 棺材龙爬出来，然后跑到河边跳进去。
And it really shows that he was dead in Christ as a non-believer.
他那个就表示说，他以前不信主的时候，他那个旧的我已经死了。
And then now he's a born-again Christian who will run to the river, being baptized in the Holy Spirit and in Christ.
既然他跑到河边，他受洗以后，他就成为基督徒。
And I think that's a real good illustration of what it means to become a Christian and also dropping off the old self.
我觉得这个是一个很好的说明，就是我们怎么样脱下旧人，穿上新人。
And afterwards, they will have a ceremony.
然后他们就有一个仪式。
At the ceremony, they will have to bring back their old relics and then some practices of the old person that they used to worship.Something like images, or they would burn them at the church and before the Christians.
所以完了以后呢，他们这个仪式就是这个人把他以前的一些东西，象征他的以前旧有生活的一些东西带来，然后把它放在那边烧掉。
So they really put off the old self, put on new self by burning what is evil things in behind because they're worshiping demons, worshiping false idols, and so on.
他们把以前拜偶像啊一些东西都烧掉，这个真正的就标明了他们脱去了旧人，穿上了新人。
So for us as Christians, we are not only put on new self, but we have to put on the fruit of Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, holiness, and so on.
所以当我们脱去旧人的时候，我们穿上新人，这个就包括我们穿上圣灵的那些果子：仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐等等。
All we can do is by the Holy Spirit and God's grace living in us, practice what He wants to practice in us.
只有让圣灵在我们里面工作，让圣灵在我们里面动工，帮助我们，我们才能够成为一个新的人。
Yes, God is at work in His people, perfecting them from day to day.
所以神是每一天，神都在雕塑我们，使我们变得一天比一天完美。
So in conclusion, I want to say that we have to wear this divine wardrobe.
所以在结论的时候，我要说，我们必须穿上神的给我们的这个衣服。
That new self is holy to God.
所以这个新人是对神来说是圣洁的。
And we must daily set aside that the garment before us show the Lord, show the world that we are Christians.
我们要每一天都把我们的旧人脱掉。向世界显明说我们现在是基督徒了。
And then when we must work out our salvation, we have to use God's word, finding out what is the God's will for us every day.
所以我们要做成我们得救的功夫，我们每一天要读神的话语，寻求神的旨意。
And then, only then, we have developed a biblical mind.
所以只有这样子我们才会发展出一个合神心意的一个新的新人。
And that mind is mind of Christ.
这样子的心智是基督的心智。
We must put off the old self.
我们必须脱去旧人。
Shining the new garment that we have in Christ.
我们要穿上那个光明的神给我们的新的袍子。
We must put on Christ.
我们必须穿上基督。
That's what we are told to do.
所以保罗就是这样教导我们的。
Let us pray.
我们低头祷告。
Our Father, our God, we thank you for your word that teaches us that we are a newborn Christian and we have a new self. And then that we are to put off the old self by destroying the old self and let the new self, the new garment, come out freshly, violently, and also beautifully shine out for the kingdom of God, for the truth that is in Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.